Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Implied. This is Sunday, November 9th, 2025. Glad you're here. Your daily breakdown of high volatility stocks, where the real opportunities lie. Wait, Block stock just plunged over 7% on Friday alone? That's a massive hit for a company this size, right after earnings. That's wild. It looks like the market is really punishing the payments provider for a couple of key things. The big headline here is that the third quarter results missed Wall Street's expectations on both the top and bottom lines. They reported earnings that were weaker than analysts had hoped for, even though they did raise their full-year guidance a little bit. That's a classic case of the good news wasn't good enough, you know? The main story everyone is focusing on? Rising expenses. I mean, if you check the news, you'll see a lot of talk about a near $70 million jump in general and administrative costs. And honestly, here's the funny part. A portion of that, I'm talking a big chunk, was actually attributed to an in-person company event. The market hates to see money spent on non-core business items, especially when earnings miss. It looks like investors were thinking, wait, you're missing targets but throwing a party? Now, the cash cow, Cash App, still showed strong growth. Their gross profit growth outpaced the Square seller business, according to the recent Q3 report. But that wasn't enough to save the stock. You even saw news headlines on Friday about analysts like Piper Sandler lowering their price targets on the stock, which just added fuel to the fire. Block's competitor, PayPal, has also been under pressure recently, but Block's specific missteps on the expense side are what really drove that nearly 8% drop. My read is that investors are going through a major re-rating of high-growth tech right now. They're no longer just accepting phenomenal growth. They want a clear path to efficient profitability. Block technically lifted their full-year outlook, but those elevated expenses and the earnings miss made people nervous. So basically, they're saying the company's valuation is too high if they're not tightening the purse strings. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss a new episode. This was Implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time.